The State Division of Forestry is proposing the creation of a new state forest in the Susitna Valley, mostly on the west side of the Susitna River. State forestry officials outlined the idea at an informal presentation in Palmer. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer was there.
Only a handful of interested property owners attended the open house on the proposed state forest Wednesday evening. Most in the room at the State Division of Forestry building in Palmer were along for the two-day Board of Forestry meeting, and they represented local timber interests. Kenneth Bullman, Mat-Su area forester, said the formation of a Susitna State Forest is recommended in the Mat-Su area plan. Bullman said forming the state forest would provide economic incentive by ensuring timber harvest use into perpetuity.
When people come into the valley and they want to have some kind of economic growth or want to provide some kind of infrastructure, they can see, well, this land is dedicated and set aside. It's not going to be turned into settlement, or it's not going to be turned into agriculture. It's just dedicated strictly for forestry. So if we want to build some infrastructure and put some revenue into it, that it's not going to go away.
The state manages 9.5 million acres of forest in the Matanuska and Susitna Valleys, and a little more than 2 million acres of that is managed for timber harvest. The Susitna State Forest would encompass 763,200 acres located in 14 management blocks. The land would be removed from land disposal for settlement, but would be open for multiple uses such as hunting, wildlife habitat, and recreation. The proposed forest would encompass land on the west side of Cook Inlet from Mount Susitna as far to the north as Petersville. Chris Mache, director of the Division of Forestry, said the idea is to look 25 years or more into the future.
Most places in the lower 48, if you like to hunt or recreate or do different things, it's often getting to be very difficult because there's not enough large blocks of public land left intact. And so that's one of the key things in my mind, is to preserve those opportunities for some of our future generations.
The proposed forest blocks are separated by state lands under Department of Fish and Game Management. Squintna resident Tom Payton, a longtime Alaskan, has a cabin in Squintna. Payton said he was not convinced the new state forest would benefit his area.
I have a lot of questions about it. If they can keep the smaller timber sales to be utilized by Alaskans and not try to ship timber or chip wood to Asia, and you know, then they'd have to develop large tracts of land for clear cutting, which would impact a lot of homesteaders, you know, in the Squintna area. So there's a lot of details need to be worked out.
Bullman said inholdings currently within the proposed forest boundaries would not be affected. He said other positive aspects of the plan include enhanced habitat for moose and the creation of roads into the forest for public use. Dane Crowley, a project manager for a pellet business in Fairbanks, said having a state forest near Matanuska-Susitna borough lands would benefit the borough economy.
I live here in the valley. We located that pellet facility in Fairbanks because of the Tanana Valley State Forest. I'd like to see one here. I've been involved in forestry and timber here in the Mat-Su for over 20 years, and there's a huge amount of potential here, but not a lot of focus on that. So I'm really, really pleased to see the division moving in this direction.
Last year, Senator Linda Menard attempted to get lawmakers' support for Susitna State Forest, but that move failed. According to Division of Forestry officials, there is currently no sponsor of a bill that would bring the plan to the state legislature next session. Bullman said that if legislation creating the forest is secured, a forest plan would have to be written within 3 years of the designation. I'm Ellen Lockyer.